honor that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of abundance through the power of the Word of God. Let me tell y'all something. We're in 2020, okay? And it is already starting off, you know, with a bang. That's how they say it, you know. It is started off, man, and I'm telling you, God is good. Amen? Hallelujah. He's worthy of all the praise. That show title may say 5926 Central. But today we're going to do a special episode of My Gospel Soul. We got to listen. Y'all, My Gospel Soul has been on the air for a very long time. And, you know, we have to keep the vision going. I'm one. Self-driven. Come on. Hallelujah. Got to keep it going. Amen. We used to sing a song when Body of Christ when I was coming up. I'll go, hey, if I have to go by myself. You got to be willing to go by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Listen, and that's just how it is. And I am so excited about this year, what God is doing in this year. And I know that God has so much in store for you. You just got to keep your head to the cloud. Come on, hallelujah. Knowing that every dream that he planted in you, everything that he said you would do, you are going to do it. It does not matter what it looks like, what it feels like, what it seems like. What matters is what God told you, and you have to put your faith to work. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell people all the time, well, I don't tell people. I really picked up that phrase from my husband. He said, I tell people all the time, but faith, amen, is a substance of things hoped for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the evidence of things not seen. So faith is substance and evidence. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to believe. It's hard to just hold on. You be hit with a storm. People just fall off. People just don't support you. People just, you know, they change their mind. And that's okay. But guess what? God still gave you something to do. And guess what you got to do? You got to keep on moving. It's a song because my friend Jay Speaks is now a rapper, I believe. But this song is his lyrics to a smooth beat. I love it. It's called See Heaven right here on My Gospel Soul.
like we doing God favors, but loving our neighbor is not we're not doing. For all that you do without love is confused, so the world is amusing, but you believe you'll see heaven. Now judge it, just saying, see before God, cause this walk with Christ is a game to be playing. I bleed, I sweat, so you get this message. Don't end up on the side of disadvantage. Your life, you feel as though you manage. Not realize your life without Christ is damaged. Help us, God, mercy, please. We crying out that we on our knees. Open the eyes of the blind to see us by John 3:16, because
Jesus has a mansion up there waiting on me. Oh, what a day it will be to see heaven. Jesus has a mansion up there waiting on me. Oh, what a day it will be to see heaven.
Jesus has a mansion up there waiting on me. Streets of gold, he absent from the body, present with the Lord and gazing upon his glory. Never ending story, try to tell people but people ignore me. Take a stand with your soul like that. Come here, rich man, you can't go back. All that sin and falling short, but God is love so plenty of sore. Love of money, root of all evil, in heavenly places money is counsel. Well done, my good and faithful, in the gates of pearls, ungrateful. Looking upon the face of my Savior, every day will be Sunday worship. No more pain, no more dying. He'll wipe away tears, yeah. Tell me stop crying. Accept Jesus, heaven you'll see. Deny Jesus, now it's in the feet. Don't be that fool who thinks there is no God. Now wake up, good way, so now it's too late. Burning fire, separation from God our Father. Knows I'm seeing his fear, holiness, and cannot be in the presence of men. But it's not his will that we should stumble. We need to save so we won't crumble. Just saying, Jesus loved you, took on sin, so you don't have to be enslaved to sin. Be free, so you can see heaven, please.
Jesus has a mansion up there waiting on me. Oh, what a day it will be to see heaven. Jesus has a mansion up there waiting on me. Oh, what a day it will be to see heaven. Oh, what a day it will be.
It's not of me that I write. It's not for me that I recite. It's for Christ who gives sight to the blind so that we might see heaven. Receive fruit. It's for the spirit who helps minds renew, so that God can allow you to see heaven. It won't hurt to take a look, find out what's really good in this holy book. The devil knows he's gonna cook. Resist him like an NBA crossover, he just got snooked, so that you will find yourself in life's book to see heaven, where the streets are paved with gold. No more death, crime, growing old. Jesus has a mansion up there waiting on me. Oh, what a day it will be when we can all go see heaven.
Hey, I don't know about you, but my God, I want to see heaven. Hallelujah. You know, today I found myself just asking God for forgiveness. Sometimes, and people don't like to admit it, but sometimes we get so mad. People do stuff. People are insensitive. People really try you. And we know as children of God, it's nothing but the devil. You know, but we have those before I knew it moment. Glory to God. We find ourselves saying, you know what? I need to get that right. I need to get that out of my spirit. I found myself saying that today and realized that we all, whether we're leaders, whether we are, oh, whatever we are, you know, ministers, because we're all a minister, we have a ways to go. None of us are perfect. None of us, you know, we don't get everything right. You know, we don't respond all the time in the spirit, because the word of God says the spirit is not with us always, all the time. You know, so we do have to know that our flesh is always present, and our flesh is always wrestling with the spirit. And sometimes things in life hit you, and look, what I say, before you know it. So even in those times, you got to say, Lord, help me. Even in those times, you got to get down on your knees and say, Lord, help me not to judge, but Lord, judge my actions and show me where I'm wrong so that I can get right. Hallelujah. And I realize a lot of things about myself. Since my children have been grown. You know, I had that empty nest syndrome, and I still have it. I'm not going to lie to you. They don't live with me. So I have a lot of time to deal with my own stuff. You know what I'm saying? My own stuff. And you just have to give it to God. Nobody's perfect. You don't need to feel bad about it. You don't need to, you know, you need to know that sin is sin. The wages of sin is death. But God's word is here to help perfect those things in us. Jesus Christ had to give his life just so that we could stand before God through his blood, as through his blood. Come on, hallelujah. So that we could have access to God. So he knew that we would not, I guess you could say we don't walk around with a halo on our head and he knew that we would fall. He knew that we would backslide and we would have to come back to him and repent. But he said, you got to come through my son, Jesus Christ, you know. So I thank God, you know, I love doing my podcast, and I have to get back to it because this is what God has placed before me to do. And the enemy has come against it in so many ways. And I pray and I ask God, I say, Lord, let people see when it's an attack of the enemy. Glory to God. Even if they fall, let them get up, dust themselves off, and say, devil, you tried. But I'm thank God. You know, you're listening to My Gospel Soul, a special show on a Monday night. I want to send some prayers out for my co-host for 5926. Sam, I want you to know, baby, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for, you know what we're praying for. Come on, amen. And I know that God is a healer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So let's keep this show going. This next song I'm going to play for you is by Kenny Brown, and it says, great is thy faithfulness, because he is faithful even when we are not faithful.
There were times in my life, yeah, I did not do what you asked me to, but Lord, Lord, you still bless me and I pray.
Great is thy faithfulness,
great is thy faithfulness.
Faithfulness
to me.
Great is thy faithfulness to me.
Now many, many, many times before, Lord, you have forgiven me. Even when I'm wrong, Lord, you still open doors for me.
You've shown towards
me,
so I thank you, Lord.
Just like I was talking about, praise God, amen. But listening to that song, I think about how we give up, we walk away from God. You know, because some people say, well, it said he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. But we walk away from God. We allow hindrances to come, you know, and we all have done that. But we have to get in a headspace that says, okay, I fell, let me get up. See, the enemy, he doesn't get you in the fall. He gets you in the getting up because he wants guilt to come over you. He wants you to feel ashamed. He wants you to feel like you are unworthy and not capable of doing right or living for God. But that's not real, you know. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know, I always preach about the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And people think hearing that is a hard thing, but it's really not listening to it that's a hard thing. As long as you're above the ground, and I'm able to say that to you, that's God giving you an opportunity to give your life to Christ, you know, to get some things straightened out. When every day that you wake up, it's another opportunity to give God glory. Come on, to repent. He said his mercies are renewed every morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How about that? Amen. He just, come on. His son gave his life. I mean, his son just laid it down for us. He came, he walked among us, he dwelled among us. You know, Emmanuel, God with us, kind of dwelled among us. He showed us an example of love. He showed us an example of peace. He showed us miracles and wonders and signs and wonders. He showed it to us. He walked and he let us know while we're in this fleshly body. Come on. He sent a comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, amen, to comfort you, to guide you, to lead you, amen, to keep you in perfect peace. It says your mind stayed on him. So I'm excited, praise God, amen. I just want to encourage you, amen, to give your life to Christ. Trust him. Trust and believe that he has you no matter what. Amen. Before I let you go, I need to just play some more for you today. This song right here, it's by Lawrence Agu. Okay? Now, this man of God is so, he's so anointed for worship. It is dynamic. Amen. Just a vessel that he's allowing God to get all that he can out of him. Amen. When he's standing before the people of God and singing praises unto him, I'm telling you, this is what it's powerful. Praise God. Souls are won to Christ. People, the yokes are broken. Praise God. Amen. I know, and let me explain that. When yokes are broken. When somebody says yokes are broken, praise God. That means bondages. That means you could have a certain thought process. And when the power of God begins to move, that a change comes or awakening happens in your spirit. Amen. Where you realize when you have an encounter with God. Come on, hallelujah. And before you know it, you know that you need him. You know that something has been missing, and it wasn't alcohol, it wasn't women or men, it wasn't drugs. Come on, hallelujah. It wasn't money, it was Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I can go on and on about it. Next song I'm playing, this is Lauren Sacco saying, I Want to Be.
Away from the noise, away from the stress, just want to be where you were. Away from the troubles, the cares of this world, just want to worship at your feet. Nothing else matters when I'm with you. There's more to life, living for you. No greater joy than out there for you. I wanna be forever in your presence, giving everything now to feel the warmth of your embrace. I wanna be forever in your presence, giving everything now to feel the warmth of your embrace. I wanna be. I wanna be forever in your presence. I wanna be. I wanna be forever in your presence.
Wrapped in your arms, in the shadow of your wings, that's where I'm safe. Secure, safe in holy hands, down on bended knees. That's the highest place in life. Nothing else matters when I'm with you. There's more to life, living for you. No greater joy than out there for you.
My time with you on tonight. I pray that something was said or something was played that will cause you to. I love you with the love of God. I want you to remember that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God all things are possible. Who cares? Y'all know who cares. Amen. Hallelujah. God cares. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want you to tune in tomorrow night. tomorrow night, praise God, we have Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle and Prophetess Tebow. Amen. Tune in for a good word from the Lord.
Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise